As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Bird Show.
If you've been listening over the course of the last couple of days, I think Romeo has sort of had this epiphany after we've kind of been guiding him a little bit that my dude here like starts to work towards a goal, and then he takes the first step, maybe baby step or first two steps, and then I'm out and feels unfulfilled because everything in his life is just kind of blah right now, and he's not following what he really wants to do to make him happy. So we all were like, dude, you're just like, can you be honest with us? You're just really scared to fail, right? And he said, yes, he is. Really anxious about failing. There's also a pressure there of having to take care of his family, also his parents. Mm-hmm. So if financially he fails, he feels like he's failing his whole family who came here as immigrants, which is a whole nother issue. So we gave him an assignment yesterday. What was your assignment?
Yep. My assignment was to stream on Twitch for the first time. So it was...
Because you thought this could be like a job for you.
Yeah.
Extra money.
I figured that this could be something that was, one, it could be fun. It's literally just me spending time with like people and playing video games or just chatting or just doing other things. And I just figured like it would literally be like having my own little show. You know what I mean? And yes. Like and just streaming it to everyone. And I just thought like I know that I have a great personality. And I think I'm pretty great at like the way I interact with people.
Yeah.
When I get into it, I know that I'm good. You know, like I can get on stage and perform and do great. And it's like exactly what you were saying. It was just this idea that I had. Maybe I can do stream. Maybe I can do Twitch. And then it was just somebody said you have what I call a little voice syndrome, where it's this little voice in the back of my mind. And it's just like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You won't do that. No, no, no. And it's like this hater that I have with me. And so it was telling me like, you're not going to be able to do this. And so you guys pretty much asked me to set everything up and just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Because you said hopefully. You kept saying, oh, yeah. You're like, you had set the camera up. You had your lighting.
Yeah.
You had like your game ready to go. And so we're like, all right, well, when are you going live? And you're like, hopefully tomorrow.
Right. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll and I'm see. Like, no. Go ahead. Set a time. Set a date and do it. And that was yesterday at 2 p.m.
Yep.
You were supposed to go live on Twitch.
Yep.
And?
And so for the entire day, I did not think about it.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, I'm not going to think about it because I know if I start thinking, I'm going to overthink and then I'm going to get in my head. It was 1:45. I get home and I start freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to go. And I'm just, I like literally had to give myself a pep talk. And all I said was, if people tune in, the only way they're going to know you're freaking out is if you show them you're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
So be calm, be cool. You got this. You can do this. Let's go. So I set everything up.
Yep.
At 2:01.
Yep.
I hit start broadcast.
Yes.
And I went live. For almost 2 hours, you guys.
What? Yeah.
Dude,
yes.
I was on
yes.
there for an hour and 42 minutes.
Man.
And I played The Last of Us because I figured that was a popular game.
Yes.
There was smart. No, it's very topical right now.
Exactly. No pressure at all because it's a storyline. So if I don't have any commentary, I can let the storyline kind of follow through with it.
Yeah.
And at one point, there was like 50 people in there with
no
me.
Way.
Come on, yeah.
Like, I was like, and they were interacting. And it was so cool because it was like I was hanging out with friends. And like, that's what it felt like. It was just people interacting with me in the chat. They were telling me how to like go about it. And like they had played the game before, so they were enjoying like just watching me react to what was going on. And so it was just 2 hours flew by.
I got so many thoughts. So this is one of the most amazing. I love the time that we're living in right now because of this right here. That you can go online and you can find a community and you can entertain on Twitch or YouTube or Discord or whatever, yeah. Right? And you can make a really good amount of money on it, right? Even if you're just talking about your own game. I love the entire idea. Personally, this is the cliche that we used a couple of days ago, and you just proved it. What's on the other side of fear?
Nothing.
Nothing, dude. Absolutely nothing, man.
Yeah, and dude, like the rush that I had, like once I was like, all right, guys, I'm checking out, like I gotta go walk my dog, and I like stopped. It was like, I just felt like I got off a roller coaster. That's what it felt like. I was just so excited, and I was like, that was easier than I thought it would be. And I'm so glad that I didn't think about it. It was just like going there and just, there's no pressure. There's no pressure at all to do this. Like, this is on me and only on me. Okay. You know what I mean?
So you definitely should celebrate the moment. Yeah, this is a huge win for you, but you also have to keep thinking, you know, how am I going to continue this ride? So when's the next stream?
So I think I'm going to create a schedule. And I'm thinking of like making like two session Thursdays, like a The Last of Us kind of stream.
Yeah.
And so it would be like, you know, you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you want to follow me along with the game story and the, like the storyline of it all.
Okay.
If you're watching the show as well. So
tomorrow at 2, you're going to do it again.
Yes.
And
I think I'm also going to do it today again at 1:30. I'll play a different game just because I enjoyed it so much. It was just fun. And it was just like,
I love it.
I already play video games.
Yes.
I might as well just go ahead and hit broadcast and just hang out with people. And it was just
perfect.
It was awesome.
So you're narrating, like you're like, oh, should Joel pick up this brick and throw it?
Yeah,
like
it was just me. And I was just like, they would ask questions and I would just start talking like if I was playing the character pretty much. And then it would just be like, I was, because there's a girl in there and she lifted him up and I was like, those little arms, no way. I was like, you guys, come on. And then I was talking to them as well about like in a zombie apocalypse, like realistically, do I have the energy to fight? And I was like, because it, like, the storyline jumps like 20 years. Yeah, and I'm like, this dude has been fighting 20 years. Like, are you kidding me?
No,
like, you'd not
like
be tired. So it was just awesome. It was fun.
Good for you,
man. It was
man.
Awesome.
Congrats. So proud of you.
Yeah, dude.
Congrats.
And I hope some of you guys that might be listening and they've been listening to Romeo the last couple of days and you've had this thought in your eye, in your head, like, man, I'd really like to do it. I know where my happiness is. I'm so afraid to take that first step. I'm so glad it worked out this way that we could use you as the example. I hope you guys are listening going, you know what? Let me take that first baby step. I hear the momentum and the excitement and the enjoyment of life in your voice. I hope you're hearing it and going, you know what? I'm going to do it today, Elsa.
Yeah, I think Nike got it right. Just do it.
Just do it.
Hey, The Bird Show.